This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin visited Eau Claire this week to campaign with 3rd Congressional District candidate Rebecca Cook. Speaking to volunteers at Cook's campaign office in downtown Eau Claire on Thursday, Senator Baldwin highlighted the importance of flipping the 3rd Congressional District. She also painted incumbent Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden as one of the deciding votes in support of things like the One Big Beautiful Bill and harmful tariff policies, accusing him of choosing to stand with President Donald Trump instead of working-class Wisconsinites.
Derek Van Orden is standing with the president and ignoring our Constitution and the laws of this nation. Trade wars, tariffs, the things have made everything more expensive for all of us as consumers, as people who fill up the gas tank, who go to the grocery store, and particularly for our farmers who have to fill the tank with diesel of a combine that takes 200 gallons at a time, or that have to find fertilizer when the Strait of Hormuz, through which most of it travels, is closed.
Senator Baldwin and Cook also campaigned together in the 2024 election, in which Senator Baldwin was reelected, but Cook fell short against Congressman Van Orden. Speaking to supporters on Thursday, Cook said she's working to emulate the way Senator Baldwin campaigns in an effort to build a wider base in the district with support from across the political spectrum.
She is someone that has won tough elections time and time again because she is out in rural communities. She is out talking to working class voters. She is out talking to independents and Republicans. And she is building a big tent. And she is someone that I work to emulate in the way that I campaign and meeting people where they're at. And I think that's important in a time where a lot of folks are feeling forgotten and a lot of people are feeling left behind.
Cook also highlighted her efforts to connect with more university and technical college students ahead of the November midterm election. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. The NFL has sidelined Packers running back Josh Jacobs while criminal charges against him move through the court. Jacobs is now on the commissioner's exempt list, so he cannot practice or attend games with Green Bay. He was charged Thursday with misdemeanor battery and criminal damage to property following a May arrest. Jacobs denies the accusations. His lawyers say he intends to return to the Packers and the NFL after the review is finished. Two teenage boys died Saturday when their car went off the road and hit a tree in Marinette County. Marinette Sheriff deputies say the crash happened shortly before 11 p.m. on County Highway G east of Crivitz. They say the teen driver lost control on a curve, went into a ditch, and hit a tree. The sheriff's office identified the driver as 16-year-old Landon England from Menominee, Michigan. 17-year-old Princeton Welty from Crivitz was also killed in the crash. A nationwide bench warrant has been issued for an Eau Claire woman who failed to appear at her sentencing hearing on charges of child neglect. Civic Media's James Kelly has more.
According to court documents, 36-year-old Tony Hammonds was scheduled to appear in court on August 28th for sentencing after pleading no contest to 4 counts of chronic neglect of a child as party to a crime. An investigation was launched after school employees reported malnourishment concerns with her 4 children. Their step-parent, Mary Bentley Oram, was also sentenced to over 4 years in prison in October. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
Online court records show an attorney has had periodic contact with Hammonds in the last week. More state tax money than expected could leave Wisconsin with a nearly $3 billion surplus. However, there's still no agreement on how to use it. New figures show tax collections rose 3.4% from the year before and came in about 2% higher than projected. Republican budget leaders say they want to revisit tax relief and property tax help, along with the support for schools. 75 veterans who served during the Global War on Terror are back home in Wisconsin after a 4-day Mission of Healing retreat. The veterans left the Fox Valley last Thursday to tour the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in New York, along with the Freedom Tower and Statue of Liberty. Organizers say the trip is a chance for veterans to reflect on their own service while sharing the bond that comes with those who've lived through some of the same experiences. The trip is offered at no cost to veterans as a way to celebrate the veterans and their families, organizers say, while helping them find a healthier path forward. Heavy rain on Saturday brought IndyCar's only doubleheader of the season to a halt at the Milwaukee Mile on Saturday. Intensifying rain forced drivers off the track on lap 90. Race 1 was delayed further by storms yesterday morning, but did eventually resume, and drivers completed both races yesterday. That Saturday soaker was a precursor to a hot and humid weather pattern setting in across our state. National Weather Service forecasters say it'll be hot and stormy over the next few days in much of Wisconsin. Temps are expected to be in the upper 80s and 90s with chances for scattered afternoon and evening storms. More details coming up in weather. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
It's the Cubs and the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers opening a four-game series tonight at Wrigley Field against the Cubs. Milwaukee with an eight-game lead over Chicago heading into tonight's game, and yet the crew still not a favorite in the postseason. Manager Pat Murphy.
People like to say we're the underdogs. Well, that's fine. We're just trying to say we have to play a certain way. The expectation can't be, well, we got a better record than them, so we're better at this, this, and this. We have to play a certain way, and yeah, it'll be a great opportunity, great environment.
The Cubs losing at home last night to the Reds 7-5. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Three home runs are going to kill you in a start. I mean, that's just too many. You're not having a good start if you give up three home runs. You got to limit that part of the game.
NFL, the Packers made some trades at the deadline yesterday to form a 53-man roster. They added running back Caleb Johnson from the Steelers and tight end Mark Redman from the Rams. They gave up quarterback Kyle McCord to the Dolphins for a future sixth-round pick. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be warm and kind of muggy today. Partly cloudy with a high in the low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. It'll be muggy again with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.